like to thank you very much indeed for receiving me this morning and for having been so generous to me and to my wife since we have arrived in Dubai. I have followed the development of Dubai, the UAE more generally, for years with admiration, because I have sensed here a sense of direction, a wisdom which is particular to the Arab world, but which I think you have succeeded in putting into practice here in Dubai. And this is why I have wanted that my first Jubilee visit to the Arab world should have been to Dubai. I inherited my office over 25 years ago, and I have lived through times of trial, times of tribulation. I have seen unwise decisions taken, the consequences been paid for in an expensive manner. I have seen poverty, suffering, disorder, loss of life, and I have come to the conclusion that there is perhaps more need today than ever before that the Muslims of the world should work together. Work together towards common causes and perhaps talk less and work hard. Allah has given us the faculty to talk. It's very important. Sometimes I say to myself that we would be more effective if we were able to identify specific goals and work specific objectives, specific projects, because working together strengthens brotherhood. And I would set myself three principal areas of involvement. One is social development. Second is economic development, trying to assist developing countries, communities in developing countries, to establish sound economic foundations so the future generations can look to a future with some hope of a better life. And the third direction is to try to stimulate our cultural traditions so that what we have inherited in art, in literature, in architecture, should be understood, known, upheld, and used for our future. I hope that in these three principal areas of direction, we will be able to work together in the future. We are completely non-dominant in our attitudes. In fact, most of our institutions and youth are heavy majority of non-Islamic brothers and Islamic. There are no questions that are asked about what you are or what you are not. And our second principle, I think, is efficiency. Because whether you are poor, comfortable, or very rich, the criteria of good management, I think, are fundamental. Basically, that is what we're trying to do.